Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang maanghang na noodle soup ang bumubuklod at nagpapabangon sa mga residente ng Darwin sa madaling araw kahit weekend. Ang pagkain ng laksa sa umaga ay naging kasanayan o ritual na ng mga residente. Maraming nagsasabi na isa na itong tatak sa pagluluto ng kanilang syudad. Habang mahimbing na natutulog ang mga mamamayan ng Kapitolyo ng Top End, nagsisimula naman maging abala ang mga tindera sa gitnang pamilihan ng syudad. Sabado ng umaga sa Parap Village Market, mabilis na itinatayo ng mga may-ari ng pwesto ang kanilang mga tindahan para maibenta ang sari-saring serbisyo at paninda. Nakakubli sa karamihan ng mga tindahan si Mary, isang laksa vendor, na halos 20 dekada nang dinadayo ng mga taga-Darwin na naghahanap ng masarap na sabaw.
And I get here about 3 o'clock in the morning. I used to start earlier. Yeah, now I can stay back. When you make something someone love and some actually and you want to continually in, and then especially in Darwin, a very multiple culture, tourists everywhere around the world, they really like to try the people make Darwin laksa, and because Darwin's a very small community. Yeah, and then I just enjoy what I'm doing.
Gamit ang sandok, naghahain si Mary sa mga nag-aabang na customer na hindi na makapaghintay sa kumukulong kaldo sa kanyang tindahan ng laksa. Ayon sa kanya, ang laksa na kanyang niluluto ay halaw sa isang 400 taong lutuin na mula pa sa Southeast Asia na kanyang binuo sa loob ng maraming taon ng pagtitikim.
Lots of other bits and pieces, which is, I can't tell you everything, it's a secret. Remember that? All the famous, everyone loves it. Depends what your meat like. We got all different variety. It's over about 10 different products. Yeah, I have some kids only 3 years old, which is they don't eat vegetable. Yeah, and they only like the noodle. And I love it from young to old, general. They all love laksa.
Mula alas 5 ng umaga, dumadagsa na ang mga tao sa pwesto ni Mary. At ilang oras lang, nagsisimula ng humaba ang pila. Hindi lang daw pagluluto ng laksa ang buong trabaho ni Mary. Mayroon ding isang passion project na kanyang pinupuntahan tuwing weekend.
We migrant from China in the background, and it's a family migrant about 30 years ago. And then I found out people love that spicy cooking laksa, and I invented and I love it. Yeah, still going after 20 years later.
3 taong gulang pa lang ay suki na sa stall ni Mary si Sebastian de la Peña. Ngayon na 14 anyos na siya, nakakaubos siya ng 6 na laksa kada weekend. Kaya naman tinatawag na siya ng mga tao bilang Laksa Boy.
It's very special part of my life. It makes me very happy every weekend. It's one thing I look forward to a lot. And even Mary knows. She knows exactly what I want every time I come here. She tells everyone, every time I'm there, she tells all of her customers who I am, that I'm her favorite customer, that I'm her little Laksa Boy. If I was stranded on an island and I could somehow get like an infinite supply of laksa, I would be happy for that.
Ayon sa tiyahin ni Sebastian na si Margie Deason, isang psychologist at migration agent, may halinang dala ang amoy at lasa ng laksa para sa kanya.
It becomes part of our Saturday and Sunday, and the whole week is just complete with laksas on the Saturday morning. Laksa for breakfast, it's a crazy idea, but everyone does it. So it's just one of those things, it's a ritual, you know, you just have to do it. But it's almost like a thread that pulls everyone together, you know, not just during the week, but especially in the weekend.
Sabi pa ni Ginang Deason, ang laksa soup ay naging tatak na ng mga lutuin sa Top End.
It's belonging, you know, it's being able to walk into a place that's part of your home and say hello to people that you know week in and week out. You may not even know their names, but you don't have to. It's a special feeling of I belong here and I'm comfortable here and I'm safe. It's laksa magic.
25 taon na mula nang tumira sa Darwin si Gary Schott. at ayon sa kanya, nananatiling masarap ang laksa sa kanilang lugar. Hindi rin daw mahirap makita kung bakit naging bahagi na ng mga pagkain ng mga taga-Darwin ang laksa dahil sa mga kalapit bansa nito sa Southeast Asia na mayaman sa iba't ibang kultura.
We're an incredibly ethnically diverse community. I think we have something like 100 different nationalities. And laksa, I think, is the one thing that ties us all together, our proximity to Asia. Just everything about the soup is something I think anybody, regardless of their background, can relate to.
30% ng populasyon sa Darwin ay ipinanganak sa ibang bansa. Ayon kay Fiona Shelley, isang researcher mula sa Charles Darwin University, ang pagkain ay isa sa pinakamalaking nag-uudyok sa mga migrante na maging komportable sa bago nilang tahanan.
If you think about it, put yourself in the migrant's sort of position, particularly when they're moving from overseas, it's a huge risk. It's a risk professionally, it's a risk economically, it's a risk personally, emotionally. And so what they really want when they get there is a feeling of welcome and a feeling of comfort. And if those foods are available to them, then that starts to make them feel comfortable within the community. Darwin people seek it out on a Saturday morning, on a Sunday morning. They have it for breakfast. And it brings all sorts of, it's a feeling of satisfaction and pleasure. It's all those aromas. It's a broth that makes us feel, like this is a good start to the day. Welcome the weekend. I think it's a singular love of the population in Darwin.
Noong nakaraang buwan, ipinagdiwang ng Darwin ang pagpapasinaya ng International Laksa Festival na dinaluhan ng halos 40 nagluluto at nagtitinda ng laksa para ihain ang kanilang mga paninda. Ayon sa tagapangasiwa ng festival na si Anya Lorimer, naging pamukaw ng iba't ibang pagkain ng laksa kaya hindi na nakakapagtakang libo-libo ang nagpunta sa event.
As an example of how much laksa is actually part of who we are as a sense of place. Dear friends of mine moved to Brisbane, and when I go to visit them, I have to go to the markets the weekend before, have to buy the broth, I have to freeze it so that when I go travel down to see them, I have to hand deliver the Darwin laksa, and it has to be from the markets, and they have their preference, and it has to be exactly that.
Ayon naman kay Jimmy Shu, isang may-ari ng restaurant sa Darwin at hurado sa festival, may kanya-kanyang paborito ang bawat isa, pero ang kaldo at sabaw ang talagang nagpapasarap sa pagkain.
We use a combination of prawn skins, chicken bones to make the stock, and then also the dried shrimps blended. All that comes together, it's almost like a symphony, and it just sings in your palate. Well, everyone says that Darwin is the capital of laksa. Well, I tend to agree, because when you go to the markets, nearly every stall, there could be about 10 stalls, everyone serves their version of laksa. And also they've got their own following. So there's no one laksa that is the best. I grew up eating things like bacon and eggs. But then once I had this, I thought, why bother with bacon and eggs? This is so filling, it's got all the flavors, and very, very satisfying.
Inyong napakinggan ang ulat na binuo ni Anita Bole na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.